So everyone, relax into your place. Feel. Feel, just feel. Feel and envision what we've called on this call God in the third person. And God in the third person is the evolutionary impulse. God is the infinite complexity of every mathematical equation that Einstein worked out to get to the conclusion of E equals mc squared. It's all the laws of biology. It's all the laws of chemistry. It's the life force moving in you as 50 trillion cells engage with each other. It's the infinite complexity of the physical world, of the biological world. It's the infinite complexity of human culture. It's vast. It's 100 billion galaxies. Not one, not two, not 10, not 100, but 100 billion galaxies, 100 billion Milky Ways, space beyond space, complexity, shimmering beauty, brilliance, cognitive structures beyond any imagination that you can barely even imagine the imagining of. This is God in the third person, in the infinite, gorgeous, stunning, intricate beyond intricate, wise beyond wise, the wisest, deepest structure of thought, beyond a computer. Computers are infinitesimal, right? The ultimate supercomputer alive, biologically alive in spirit, with more of everything than you can possibly imagine. God in the third person, billions and billions of light years of vastness and depth. God in the third person. Feel all of that. Access in this meditation, in this moment, right now, right, trying to get a vague glimmer of God in the third person. And then, in this moment, in this very moment, my friends, take all of that infinite billions of light years of depth, width, and breadth, God in the third person, and place it all in a chair right now, sitting next to you, looking at you with the most infinite, tender, caring, loving eyes. That is, right now, in this moment, you can actually experience God in the second person. That's it, right now. That infinite vastness, sitting in a chair, knowing you, knowing your name, loving you, caring about you, holding you, wanting to hear every detail, right, of your life. That is the experience right now of you being held by God in the second person. And then, in the next step of our meditation, I'm going to take you now into the actual experience of that God sitting in that chair right in front of you. What is that God sitting in every one of those chairs, in the chair before me? What is God in this moment experiencing right now? We're going to now enter that through meditation. And so now, imagine a person, think of a person that you love very deeply, that you love tenderly, gently, that you care for so deeply. Feel that. Feel that. Feel that wonderful, right, awesome feeling that you have of tenderness for that one specific person in your life. You have the person? Okay, good. Now double that experience of tenderness. Make it twice as tender, twice as loving, twice as caring. Now triple it. Feel this infinite tenderness bursting in you, wanting to hold, to take care of, to caress, to embrace. Right, that person, it might be a brother, a sister, right, a beloved, a friend. And let that tenderness increase now tenfold tenderness. And let it explode, surging in you 20-fold and 30-fold. And now let it explode 100-fold. And now turn it around. Turn it around and actually know that that experience that you have 100-fold, right, for that person sitting in front of you, is actually the experience of God in the second person, billionfold exponentialized, love squared and squared again, knowing your name, holding you tenderly, caringly, beyond anything you can possibly imagine, the infinity of intimacy, knowing your name, kissing you so deeply with the most tender kiss of the friend, the beloved. And now, friends, go with me the next step. Now, access again. Access again, friends, someone that you would like to sexually merge with, to erotically merge with. hold their image and feel that eros arising in you, right? And feel that sexual power moving through you. Feel yourself opening. Feel yourself pulsating and throbbing. And then let it double and let it triple. Right? And let it kind of arise and move through you until you're a quivering, erupting, desiring. And feel that desire pulsating, throbbing, opening, desperately yearning. So there's nothing else you want, right? But that moment of sexual merger. And let it go 10 times, 20 times, 30 times, 100 times. And then turn it around and know that that God in second person that knows your name and exponentialize it 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times, 1,000,000,000 times, desperately yearns to merge with your heart, erotically seeks you, wants to love you open, right? To take you fully, lusts after you, lusts after your full realization, lusts after your full expression, lusts after your unique self-awakening. And now take those two experiences together in this tantric meditation and merge them together. Take the infinite tenderness you have squared for that person who was in front of you and take that infinite sexual desire, merge the tenderness and the desire together and actually experience it as the interior experience right now of that God sitting in that chair, knowing your name in the second. Feel the quivering tenderness of divinity, of God in the second person, holding you, wanting your good, caring for you, the quivering, erupting tenderness of divine desire, all of it directed towards you in this very moment, right here and right now. And my friends, that is the mother. That's what the Sufis called the beloved, what the Kabbalists called the Shekhinah, what the Hindus called the mother, the goddess who holds you, who knows your name, who cares desperately for you. And I want to invite you in this moment, my friends, perhaps for the first time in your life, perhaps as a regular practice, to actually pray to the mother who's sitting in that chair holding you. And when you pray, ask for everything, because prayer affirms the dignity of personal need. Prayer affirms the infinite gorgeousness, dignity of your personal story, not the grasping need of your ego that seeks through comparison to efface the other, but the gorgeous, true desires. Buddha said, have few desires, but have great ones, right? The gorgeous desire, right, of you, right, who has deep and profound desires and needs that are being held by that mother, by that goddess, by that God who knows your name. And so you're going to pray. Now remember, who are you praying to? You're praying to the personal face of essence that knows your name. It's integral prayer. It's evolutionary prayer. You're praying to the mother, the goddess, the God you don't believe in doesn't exist. You're praying to the infinite third person of God, the vast complexity, gorgeousness of the cosmos, now sitting in a chair, knowing you in this moment, feeling you, holding you, caring infinitely about you, desperately yearning for your prayer.